Matthew chapter 9. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And they brought to him a man paralyzed, lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralyzed one, Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. And certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes, claims to be God. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Why do you think evil in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He then said to the paralyzed one, Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And he arose, and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled, and glorified God, who had given such power to men. And as Jesus passed forth from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of taxes, and he said to him, Follow me. And he arose, and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at a meal in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, Why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said to them, Those who are well do not need a physician, but those who are sick. But you go and learn what this means. I will have mercy, and not sacrifice, because I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said to them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then they will fast. No man puts a piece of new cloth onto old clothing, because that which is put on to fill it up tears from the clothing, and the tear is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old wineskins, else the bottles will break and the wine runs out, and the wineskins perish. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. While he spoke these things to them, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And a woman, who was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his clothing. Because, she said within herself, If I may but touch his clothing, I shall be healed. But Jesus turned himself around, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the musicians and the people making a noise, he said to them, Make room, because the maid is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put out, he went in, and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame of it went abroad into all the land. And when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, You descendant of David, have mercy on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, so be it to you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus strictly charged them, saying, See that no man knows it. But they, when they had departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, they brought to him a dumb man, unable to speak, possessed with a demon. And when the demon was cast out, the dumb spoke, and the multitudes marveled, saying, This has never been so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casts out demons through the prince of the demons. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they fainted, and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. You pray therefore to the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.